Hello. Mic turned on.
All right. Business coaching tonight. Finally. Y'all have asked for a long time. Here we are. Oh, let me get all juiced up here. Let me get my thingy on. All right. Oh, that looks ridiculous. Hang on. Let me try doing it this way. Y'all, I am not joking. I don't know if I've told you, but I decided to start lifting 5 days a week again. And because of that, my whole upper body is so sore that whenever I do anything, it's like painful. Well, now I have a big wire hanging out my back, but I guess it's going to have to work because I don't know what else to do for it. All right. Now it's aggravating. All right. If you want coaching, you need to just raise your hand. So here's how tonight works. This is a live coaching call for people who would like to get coached. You just raise your hand. If you have a question, you can always put it in the Q&A, but we have a coach that will be inside the chat. So what you can do is you think that I need to answer it, you can put it in Q&A, but you can always try putting it in the chat first, and one of the coaches might be able to answer it for you. Very often, they have the exact same answer that I'm going to have. The other thing is that nobody can see you. And nobody can hear you. So unless I call on you, you won't be seen or heard. So if you're at your house or doing whatever, that's fine. Also, if you're watching this on the replay, this is optional training. So if you're brand new to us and you're like, oh my God, how much shit do you put out, Corinne? Well, it's a ton. I'm just going to be honest. People likes to hear it. So we likes to put it out. But this is not part of the No BS Weight Loss course. This is the bonus stuff. So if you overwhelm easy and you're trying to lose weight, you should not be listening to this call. You should probably be getting your ass on over to the No BS Weight Loss. It is inside pnptribe.com. Click on the lessons. Every time you take one, mark it complete, and it will give you a green light saying you're done, and that's how you do it. All right, so we are going to do business coaching today, and then just so you guys know, I will see you again on Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Time over in the Facebooks. We're going to be doing the Q&A over there. So, Shannon, you're up first. Ooh, somebody's name is Sapphire. Pretty. Sapphire, I'll probably call you next just for the name.
Hi. Right.
What can I help you with, girl boss?
So I was doing your who do you want to be in 30 days? I would listen to the replay of that, and I got to question number 4. What am I afraid of during the next 30 days?
Yeah.
And so I had all these things, but the one thing that really just kind of like hit me was I'll stop making money. And so I, you know, answered the question why. And I had all these things come up. I know this was too good to be true. My stuff's not that good. Some people don't get results. I'm a fraud. I can't really help people. Like, I'm not as good as. And then I was just like, okay, like, that's fine. I'm used to all that stuff coming up. But I was like, so what if I stop making money? And then, like, the thought came up, like, it's all on me. Like, it's all my responsibility. Like, their results are my responsibility. Making all the money is my responsibility. And that's
whose
where
results
kind of
are your
like,
responsibility?
My students. I know. I put all this, like, so I'm like taking responsibility for all this stuff that, like, seeing all this, it's not my responsibility.
Why do you want to take responsibility for their results?
I feel like if they pay me money, then they should get the results that I say that they're going to, that I offer to them.
So let's think about that. So you've paid me money and I'm supposed to lose your weight.
Right. No. No, I know I have to do the work. Like, and I know that, well, I don't think I have always told myself that they have to do the work, that they have to show up for themselves.
So what is the, like, I want you to really think about this because I totally get this. I can't tell you how many coaching sessions that I have had with my own coach about like trying to figure out, I am always being really sneaky about how I can like affect your result line. And we do have an effect over it. but we don't control it, which is very different. And if you are sitting there trying to control their result line, you are not going to teach them really how to learn. They're going to be on your dole the rest of their life, essentially. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think about the whole thing, about the result line. What is the best thing for your student when it comes to the result line? Is the result really the result they get? Like, I think we, let me just, I'm going to give it to you a little
bit. Yeah, yeah.
I think like for me, the result for all of the people in the tribe is not they lose X amount of pounds.
Yeah.
What do you think the result for me, for everybody in the membership, like what does my result line look like for them?
I think it's just that we have the knowledge to do it.
Yeah. So like my model, when you guys are in it, my result line is that I've done everything that I need to allow them to do what they're going to do.
Right.
So that's how I can affect changes, how you can affect change in your students is by thinking about what do they need most? Am I like, how am I teaching it? Am I showing up? Yeah. Am I doing all those things? That's you are now their circumstance in their life, but you totally are in control of all the circumstances they're going to see, but that's it.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And it's like putting all of that on me. It's like, that's why I'm like, oh my gosh, that's why I need relief from my business with overworking, over drinking, overeating, because I'm putting on me something that like I can never possibly achieve.
Right.
It's like,
right. You can't control their result. The only thing you can control is your result.
Yeah.
Which is showing up fully for them.
Yeah.
So like, if you are not afraid of them not getting their results, what is it that like, if you were just confident that you could give them the most luscious sea lines ever in which to operate from?
Which I do.
What would you be doing then?
Marketing the hell out of myself way more than what I know I'm holding myself back from doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so easy for us to like when, like, especially in times like this, when, you know, what's funny is that before all this, we were all so certain our businesses were going to work out and all this other stuff. It's like businesses have been failing forever, even in the good times. There was never a certainty. We just thought that there was.
Yeah.
Now all we have to do is like, we have to just really think about if we just took this crisis out of the picture, like how would you be showing up? Just show up that way.
Well, and this was holding me back before this even happened. This right. just like, you know, dusted all the, you know, all of the crap off of even looking at this. So that just like made it bubble to the surface much, much quicker.
Are you a life coach?
No, I teach web DIY web design and marketing.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, do you listen to Unfuck Your Brain by Cara Lowenthal? Do you listen to her podcast?
No.
You should listen to her podcast. Okay. She has a lot of business type stuff, but she was talking about this concept the other day, very much so, about how basically whatever bullshit that your brain was doing before, it's just amplified now.
Yes.
We're just using like, oh my God, it's the coronavirus. It's like, no. You were worried about marketing before the coronavirus. Now you're just blaming your worries on the coronavirus. Basically, a lot of us have taken like everything that we worried about. Just like I worry incessantly that, you know, tribe members are not getting what they need. And then all of a sudden the coronavirus hit. It was just like, oh my God, they're not getting what they need. You know, and I'm like, okay, I think I was worried about that before. Like, this is not the coronavirus. This is nothing new to me. So it's just like kind of sitting there making those lists of the things you're worried about. If you're worried that you're not going to be able to do certain things, you have to just really look into why. I think one, like thinking that you're not going to be like that somehow you have to give them a result.
Yeah.
They don't pay you for the result. They pay you to learn how to create a result for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that we ever can believe. Otherwise, if you're thinking that you are in charge, you will also take ownership of all their mistakes. It's a very hard way to run your business.
Yes. Yes. And that's, you know, that's how I feel sometimes. And it causes me to like blur boundaries and give more than I should give. And, you know, get resentful of I'm giving up so much of my time, you know, and it's like, I love what I do and I love, and I see myself getting in my own way so much. And I think what you said was just like, I am their circumstance, not their result. Like, that's just, that's, you know, it's like, I hold myself back from like even asking for help for so much. And like that little nugget was just like everything. So
it's so important. I'm just going to be honest. I didn't come up with that. My coach told me that about my team, because I was always trying to like figure out how to get them to do certain things, because I hire for passion and love of what, like this group. Skill set is secondary always. And like, sometimes we run into some issues because there are certain things I want them to do and they just don't know how to do it, but they love the fuck out of y'all all the time. And so I was talking to my coach about this, about just being frustrated at times that like, I just want them to, you know, if they could just think like me and if they could just do this. And she just said, Corinne, you can't affect their result line. You have to be the C in their life. You have to let them show up the way they're going to show up and let go of them trying to needing to be you and all this other stuff. And it's the same thing we do with our clients.
Yeah.
We want to if I could make everybody lose weight, I would. But the best thing that I can do is present the best options for losing weight over and over and over again and cheerlead them on to do it. And that's about the most influence we'll ever have.
Yeah.
And when you kind of let that go, I will tell you, when you let go of the fear that they're not going to get it, and if they're not going to be able to do it, you just start showing up in such a, you feel more confident in yourself and in what you're doing. And you're just constantly putting it out there, putting it out there, putting it out there. And you're finding what works, and you let go of everything needing to be perfect. And I make mistakes on them all the time. All the time. Like, I put shit out there and I'm like, ooh, they didn't like that one. Or, you know, we thought it was going to be amazing. It was distracting. But, you know, one out of every five things we put out is a game changer.
Yeah.
And so when you get out of the way of needing to control it all, you start really opening yourself up to just be that really wonderful C that they need in their life.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, the whole business growth and weight loss is like the same exact journey. It's like all the things that screw me up in one area are the same things screwing me up in the other one.
For sure. Like, I tell people all the time, like, your business will mirror your weight loss. Yeah. Your time management, it will mirror your weight loss.
Yeah.
like we have the same doo-doo about everything.
Yes.
So, your hair is beautiful. I just got to tell you, it is.
I have self-care, curling it while I'm working from home in my yoga pants.
I'm telling you, I'm just like loving it. I actually have a dress on today. Chris said, what are you doing today? And I said, I don't know. I just felt like I just couldn't wear another pair of shorts or yoga pants. I just had to put on a dress today.
Well, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay,
Sapphire, I got to call on you. I love your name. It just is driving me crazy. I want to see what some sapphire looks like. See, y'all just name yourself really well, you're more likely to get called on.
Hello. Hi, you're the second person to comment on my name this week, but hi, Corinne.
Can you move your camera down a little? It's like you're talking in a little hole down there.
I don't know. There.
Yeah, that's better. It's just like all I could see was like the nose up.
thank you for everything. I joined in September. I've lost 10 pounds so far, and I'm really happy with that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I co-own a 75-year-old business with my husband, his cousin Rich and Rich's wife Diane.
Okay.
We're a party store. We sell costumes and all kind of party supplies and makeup, things like that for costuming and parties. My problem, of course, started way before Corona hit, but this has had a drastic impact on us. Of course, we're shut down. We're non-essential. I'm still shipping from our main location, and we're trying web business. The tension that existed between me and Rich and Diane has just exploded over this past few weeks. We share a really small office. You can see all four desks here in the office, and there's a window there that goes out to the main store so we can back up any staff when there are customers. And the thing is, we were going to buy them out this year, and a building that was supposed to close, that we were selling, supposed to close in March, didn't close, of course, because all this hit. So we can't buy them out. And the way things are going, that just might not happen. And the tension here in the office has become really bad. Things that were small, biting little comments before have now become, you're a nut to me. And
so they're saying you're a nut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it always did hurt. I didn't come down here to work with my husband till 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm the new one. They've all been working together for 38 years. And I get excluded and left out all the time, and all these little comments and digs and
let's go with I'm excluded and left out all the time.
Okay.
As a thought.
Okay. It is. Yeah. A thought, but it's true.
Tell me how it's true. Give me an example of when you were excluded or left out.
Rich and Diane called Ray and said, we want to meet with you. And they had an owner's meeting and left me out.
Okay.
And
did you want to be there?
Of course.
Why?
We're talking about things that I have thoughts and opinions and input I'd like to have. They make decisions like on the sale of that building and what to do next and which realtor. And so it could be anything, but it's frequent.
Okay. So why does it bother you?
Because I think I could have a positive impact on the decisions they make. And I get left out, and they make decisions that, you know, my husband and I talk later, and he says, oh, that would have been a good idea. Oh, and I don't get the opportunity to even
have. Let me ask you this. When you have the conversation with your husband, okay, we're going to put they leave me out when I can have a positive impact.
Can you tell me
what? Oh, it says they leave me out when I can have a positive impact.
What's in the C line?
Oh, didn't get invited to the owner's meeting. Let me turn it a little bit. My light is just like, whoa, right on top of it.
On my phone, and the screen's really small. So
it's okay. What does that feel like? They leave me out when I can have a positive impact.
It feels stifling.
Stifling.
It feels, yeah.
Anything else?
Ostracized. I'm
ostracized. I think that's a better one. Now, there's no way in hell I will spell this right.
Don't worry about it.
It's like, you're like, can I pick the largest word in the dictionary? Instead of just left out, let's go with ostracized. Oh, all right. So when we're feeling ostracized, what are we doing or not doing? Because you're not having your conversation with your husband in this model. That's going to come from another model. That's going to come from a model that's just, I can have a positive impact. I'd like to share with my husband. That's where your positive impact stuff's coming out. But in this model, when you're feeling ostracized, one of the things I'm thinking is you allow comments to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Because we know that a comment can't hurt our feelings. Our thought about it can, but remember, words that come out somebody's mouth is always a circumstance. So that happens when we're feeling ostracized. What else?
I buffer with food and...
Well, that'll make sure that, like, good decisions are made. For sure they'll invite me if I've got a buffet laid out.
I'll call my brother and talk, one of my youngest brother, he's a business head, so I'll call him and talk about it all.
So, bitch behind their back.
Yeah, yeah. Which they do about me, and I don't like it, so, yeah.
So, it's like, so I pick the exact behavior I hate in them, and I get after it. I'm like, thank you for talking about me. I needed an excuse to talk about you. All right. So when we allow the comments to hurt our feelings, we do some good old eating. We bitch behind their back. I don't have a positive impact on myself or others.
Wow.
That's the problem with this thought that feels so true. Doesn't matter if you actually could have a positive impact in the conversations. This thought's just not helping you show up positively for yourself right now. Like, and before we can like interject into some, in a powwow with the whole crew, we got to have our own back first before we can have their back too.
Okay.
I know that's hard for a lot of people to like get their brain wrapped around, but I'm going to promise you that if they start inviting you to the meetings and you still don't like them and you still think they suck and that their comments hurt your feelings and all this other shit, you're not going to show up 100% having a positive impact.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's why it's real, like, it's probably they're doing you a solid right now. Like, let's not invite her until she's probably ready to be invited. Like, if it was me, I wouldn't even want to be at the meeting until I knew that I could go in knowing that nothing that could be said can hurt my feelings. Because I've just decided to be a business person, not someone who gets their feelings hurt when they go to a business meeting.
Right.
That I've cleaned up my fear around not being able to sell a building and all this other stuff so that when I'm like making suggestions, they're like legit coming from big picture, not from maybe, you know, I don't know if there's fear there or not. But like you said that, you know, there's so much tension. Tension is another feeling created by your thoughts around the things that they say. Biting comments. They have biting comments. If you show up to a meeting waiting for biting comments, thinking that it's a tense situation, it won't take but one person not having their best day ever, making sure your emotions basket is taken care of for you to find an assault. That's why this is a womp womp.
Womp womp.
It's a womp womp model. It's like, oh.
Okay, so help me get the other model then. How do I okay.
I just want you to be really clear that right now, it seems probably like the solve is for them assholes to clean up their shit so you can walk in and give out all the positive feedback and like be an owner and all this other. It's like, if y'all will start acting like owners, I will start acting like an owner. But you first.
Okay. Me first.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing. I want you to go first, which means you have to,
yeah.
We got to clean your model up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's think about it for just a minute. Right now we're feeling ostracized when they don't invite you to their meetings.
Yeah.
How do you want to feel when they don't invite you to the meetings?
How do I want to feel?
Because they're not going to start inviting you overnight, especially right now. I mean, it's probably, just think about Rich and Diane. It's probably a stretch that they're going to be suddenly in the middle of the coronavirus and y'all shut down to be like, I think we should have some group meetings now. We've never liked to have them with you before, but now's the perfect time.
Yeah. That's one example of the stuff they do. I mean, a lot of it's the comments like, you're a nut. Yeah, you're a nut.
But it's like all of it. I mean, when they call you a nut, they don't invite you to the owner's meeting. When Rich and Diane are themselves, how do you want to feel is the question.
How do I want to feel? I want to feel like me. I want to feel good. I want to feel creative and happy and worth something. I want to feel worthwhile.
Worthwhile. That is a great feeling. Because I'm just going to tell you, if somebody's calling me a nut, I don't want to feel happy, but I could for sure still feel worthwhile.
Yeah, I want to feel worthwhile.
If Chris busted up in here and called me a nut right now, I'd be like, bitch. You better step back. I'm over here in my worthwhile zone. Okay, so we want to feel worthwhile. That's awesome. So when they're being themselves, essentially we've got them not inviting you to the meeting. If you feel worthwhile, what thought gets you to feeling worthwhile? Because before you were not feeling worthwhile. You were choosing to feel ostracized by that.
Right. Because of the thoughts. So what thought would get me to feeling worthwhile? I need the time. I can do other things with this time.
Well, that's one, but I want you to think about, you have a thought that's super close. We just need to adopt it.
And
if they invite you or not, does that take away that you have valuable input? Like, is suddenly your input not, like, that's what's rubbing me here, is that you decided that if they don't, like your thought is, if they would just invite me, I would have valuable input. And it's like, your input is just as valuable, whether or not they appreciate it, see it, declare it, or invite you, if you decide it is.
Okay. So then the thought is, my input's, I would be valuable at the meeting, whether they invite me or not.
It could be that. That's one version. It can be like,
I have value.
They missed out on my valuable input.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're missing out.
Yeah.
Because I think you're like this close to like really believing that you're worthwhile if you'll just quit allowing them to be the definite, like let them define your worthiness. They don't sound like they're good at it.
No, they suck at making anyone else feel good.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Are they really good at making themselves feel good? Do they seem like very happy people outside of that? Or do they kind of suck for themselves too? Do they complain, worry?
They're really unhappy people, and they're over 70 and they shouldn't be out of the house anyway in this environment.
They're the last person we base our worth on.
Right. Okay.
And that's your choice, not theirs.
Okay.
So let's say like, you're just like, they missed out on all my value. I'm over here being worthy. What's your action now?
What if I don't believe that I'm really that worthy though?
But then you need to work on it, because everybody's worthy as their God-given right.
Okay.
I mean, think about what you just said. And a lot of these girls were sitting there thinking, oh, I don't know if I believe I'm worthy. It's like, you're worthy for being here. Worthy is a choice that you make over and over and over again all day long by how you decide to think about yourself. That's all worthiness is. It has nothing to do with skill set, other people, nothing. You just get to believe you're worthy because that's what humans get to do. And I would just remind myself of that when you're doubting it. But let's just say, like, I've got valuable input. They okay. miss out on it.
And I feel worthwhile. And what do? Just keep working. Do other stuff. I work.
Keep working. Do you talk to your husband at night?
Oh, yeah. We talk all the time.
So talk to Hubs. Share all that valuable stuff.
Yeah. I see.
And then guess what happens? The model completes.
And I'm worthy in my own thoughts.
Yeah, I share my amazing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. You hang in there with your party store.
Thank you.
Just keep on shipping shit.
Yeah. We'll try to survive. We're trying. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
And thanks for really all that you've done to make this particular season in the world go better. You're amazing. I really, really admire you and appreciate you a lot. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know my team and I are
cranking.
We're trying. Yes. We feel like we have valuable input too.
You do. And you do. And people tell you do all the time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You hang in there.
Oh, you do. All right. I appreciate you.
All right. She had an amazing name. Anybody else? One of y'all is like LYW4 and a bunch of other letters. Marilyn Dollar. Get a Marilyn Dollar up in here. Y'all got some good names tonight, man. This is tripping me out. Marilyn, is it bringing you on? Hey, coaches, just so you know, when y'all coach on Zoom, it's wanting you to click like at least twice to get people on for some reason these days.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
I just want to say my guy has been sitting over here.
Hey, man.
Watching you.
All right.
He loves the board. So we're getting that board.
Oh, are you the one that I posted today?
Yeah,
man. This thing is the best. I've been using it for a long time and it wheels nice and it's got like clips,
we love it.
So it won't wheel away if it's on like cement.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm also the candy girl. And I just want to say, since I have been working from home, I've lost 5 pounds because I don't have all the candy around.
That's not why you lost 5 pounds.
Okay, well.
Stop that.
Fine.
Stop that.
I'm also doing my models every day, and I'm doing my all-in April every day. So here's where I'm stuck.
Well,
so
no. I have a 9. Can we just do this real quick? Because
okay.
Everybody needs to see this. You decided I lost 5 pounds has to do with the circumstance. Like, you didn't have jack shit to do with your 5 pounds. You have a thought around food at home that allows you to lose weight. That is why you're losing weight. You cannot afford, like, I swear to God, if you keep the thought, it's because I'm at home. What the fuck's going to happen when you go back?
I'll be surrounded by candy again.
You'll be like, and it's the being surrounded by candy is what makes me gain weight. It is not your surroundings that makes you lose weight or gain weight. It is a choice that you make. Could you go buy candy if you wanted it?
Yes.
Is Amazon going to ship you some if you're like, all the candy, please?
Yes.
It's just important for everybody because a lot of people are losing weight right now at home. There's a lot of people right now who are working from home are like, this was the answer to all my dreams. I am like losing weight and all the stuff. And it's like, we need the coronavirus to stick around like 2 more weeks.
No.
Next size, you know, comes into play. No, it's because you guys are making thoughts that are different while you're at home that you need to identify while you're at home. Like, what keeps you from ordering candy? What keeps you from doing this? You have these thoughts and you need to make sure they're going to work for you because the thought you guys are using, it's because of where I'm at right now, is going to be a backfire in a few weeks. And you're going to like prove some kind of belief system. You can't be around candy. All right. Now, what's the real problem other than this one I just pointed out? You're like getting a twofer.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the real problem is, as Brendan Burchard would say, I am lost in the land of learning. And I have been, I got to be a certified business coach about 2 years ago in Nashville. And I've been doing coaching on the side, in addition to my 9-to-5. And I've been giving it away.
Okay.
Because I coach entrepreneurs and I have a 9-to-5 job, so I don't need the money. But my girlfriend says to me, but you're doing a great service and there should be an energetic exchange for what you're giving to them. And so I thought, well, maybe what I should be coaching is people who are in leadership, because that's what I do in my 9-to-5. I coach a lot of people who are in leadership. And they seem to really resonate well with my coaching style. And so now I'm pivoting from coaching startup businesses. The thing I love about coaching entrepreneurs is that they're leaders.
Yeah.
And that they want to lead a change or a passion that they have. But many times they just don't have the resources, or maybe I'm making that choice for them. So as I'm now pivoting,
you mean money?
I do.
Yeah. No, don't make that choice for them.
That's me making their, that's right.
That's a thought you have about them. Like,
and I have been working on that. Yep. But I'm recognizing that many of the leaders that I interface with, especially over the last couple of weeks, as I've been helping them work through messaging around where we're at and crisis leadership and management, they don't know how to, they could just use some training on being human-centered leaders. So how do I start a business doing that? How do I get started?
It sounds like you already started.
Well, I'm not going to say to my CMO, hey, I'm going to coach you now. I'm going to start charging you.
Why? But,
because she thinks that I already work there. I already get paid to do that for free.
But who else are you coaching?
Like on the side, who have I coached? Like businesses and startups, a couple of financial coaches.
You're just basically asking, how do I get started coaching leaders?
Yes.
How did you get started coaching the others? Do that again.
But they don't pay me.
Now you just say like, oh, I'm going to do exactly what I did over there, except here's how much it costs this time.
Okay. Well, how did you get started when you were going out to build your business?
I sent out an email and said it would cost this much to work with me. You in? It was literally that simple. I just sat on my couch one day with a laptop. And this was before people trained online, and I was too embarrassed to go to a gym and get a job. And I had been answering questions on the Weight Watchers message board. And I looked at Chris and I said, these people really like to talk online. I bet people would pay me to talk to them online about weight loss. I know I could help them. And so I literally sent an email out to anybody that read my blog. There was like 20 of them, and a bunch of them replied back and said, tell me how to pay you. I would love to work with you.
Okay.
That's literally, it was a decision. There's no like magic formula. But I think your problem is you think there's a formula. Like the first thing you said is I'm in consumption land. You're not in action land. That's the biggest problem.
You're right.
You have to like decide. Like if you're going to coach leaders, where are they hanging out? I need to probably send out some emails. I need to tell them, hey, it's me. Either send some emails or, you know, like there's plenty of ways to do it. Like the tactics aren't the problem. I mean, you can take any free webinar right now and it will tell you exactly how to start a mailing list. Like how to go from 0 to 100 people on a mailing list is easy.
Yeah.
There's free help for that. The problem is your thought is, I don't know what to do.
Yes.
Rather than your thought being, I'm going to start trying some shit until it works. Like, do you think I knew that people would respond to an email and send me cash? And I even made them send me a picture of themselves in their panties and underwear. Like, we're going to do this. I need a before because I know I'm going to change your life and you're going to want that before. I used to con people into that. Well, I didn't con them, but I would con them into sending me pictures in their bra and panties on the internet because I was like, you're going to wait. And the biggest mistake I made was not enough before pictures. And I had a fucking laptop full of pasty, half-naked women looking miserable.
All right. So then I need to focus on taking some form of action.
Yes. You need to make a list of, if I was going to make money coaching leaders in the next week, here are the things that I would need to get done this week to do that. Make that list. And then you just pick one and go. You do not overthink it. You do not need, like, it needs to be a formalized plan and all of it syncs together. It's like, you know, who do I need to be reaching out to? How do I start? Like, do I need an email list? If I need an email list, then that probably should be number one. Then I can send out the email. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be word of mouth, who do I need to talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just need, like, if you just start thinking, like, you know, what do I need to do this week to make money as a business coach who coaches leaders? Your brain will start going to work on all of that.
Okay.
Now, if you did want to buy a program, I do know one good program. I'm not joking. I will say this. I do know one good program that's good. Stacey Bayman. It's 2K for 2K. Just start listening to her podcast. It's
Bayman.
She has a horrible last name. It's like B-H-O-E-I. There's like all kinds of letters. Just look up in iTunes. She has a podcast. Start listening to her podcast.
And what's it called? Two to what?
I think it's 2K for 2. Her program is called 2K for 2K. Let me see. I might be able to just drop the link in the chat. Shit, no.
No.
I thought I would have it up here.
I can Google anything, Corinne. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just look up 2K for 2K and look for a real, it's B-O-E-H-M-A-N. Somebody spelled it for me. Corinne, I've got it. Go to her website, get on her mailing list. She teaches coaches how to, like, sell coaching, like, the easiest way possible. Like, to not need to, like, set up 1,000 wads of tech and do all the fancy bullshit. But she's really good. She's a friend of mine. She's in my private mastermind with Brooke. She knows her shit. I read every email she sends out. Like, I don't read very many emails. I read hers every damn week. So I'm just like, oh, my gosh, she's so smart. Like, she has a way of just, she's like me for selling. She's no bullshit. Ooh. Now, she's not going to be dropping as many F-bombs as me, but she's definitely, like, she's very common sense about it. And that's why I like her. But she's going to get to the thoughts that are blocking you. And she will get your ass motivated to get started. So
that'd be awesome.
All right. Good luck. You clean up that candy thought too.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye.
Jana. Yeah, so Stacy used to sell ShamWows, y'all, in Slicers and Walmarts. Sold the fuck out of them, too. Her ShamWow stories are hilarious. All right, Jana, how can I help you?
So I am a marriage coach, and I specialize in helping married women want and enjoy sex more.
Yeah.
And, well...
You need to be doing a call for many of us.
So... Interestingly enough, I am aware of a lot of thoughts I have about my work.
Okay.
So even though I love my job and I could do it forever and I get people amazing results, I have a lot of shitty thoughts about my work. So here's a couple.
All right.
They don't want to work with me. It's not compelling. There are so many shame.
Wait. Barriers. Your niche is not compelling. You teach hags like me to want to have sex who, like, looks like this and don't want to have sex.
Yes, I do. And I do an amazing... Okay, just let me continue.
I'm just like... Well, I'm just like, how do you even believe that? Like, I just can't even believe that.
You just said, I sent out an email to my list and I got this flood of response back. And immediately I thought, that will never work for me. And I get that all the time. Oh, you're a B2B. You're a business coach teaching other business coach. That'll never work for me. Oh, you're going to run this funnel. That'll never work for me. So this story is such a, it's been here for so long. And I feel like I've had great success in my work, but it's like, I'm just fighting it all the time.
So why are you fighting it? Why not just let it be there? Why don't you just let yourself judge yourself, but keep on like doing a great job? Like, it's the fighting part that probably feels the yuckiest. It's not the actual thoughts.
Yeah. And then I'll fight with Mike, my business coach, and she'll be like, try this funnel, and be like, that'll never work for me. It's ridiculous. So you're saying, all right, Jana, you got these judgy thoughts. You're still moving forward. Let yourself just have them.
Pretty much. I mean, they're there. You could keep arguing with them and hating on them and wearing yourself out. Or you can just be like, that funnel will never work. Well, we'll know when we try.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it can be boring. Tell me some of your other thoughts. Like, tell me why you think you have all these thoughts.
Why do I think I have the first thing that comes to mind is, and I find myself saying this all the time, I would have never chosen this. It chose me.
How does that feel?
It feels like a cop-out. It feels like...
Well, then it's probably a thought you might want to work on.
Yeah. What did I say? That was good.
You said, like...
It chose me.
This, I didn't choose this. It chose me.
Yeah.
As if...
Victim.
Niche can just come to you and say, here I am. I need you to go hire a business coach, get your funnels in order because we're doing this.
Yeah.
No, you chose it.
I suspect I say that because I still have shame. I've worked so hard on the shame with sex, obviously.
Okay.
I now want to enjoy sex with my husband, and I never did for 10 years of my marriage.
Okay.
And so I worked very hard on that. And okay. I worked very hard with my, you know, clients and participants. But there's a residual shame of what I do. Like my kids, for example, they're like, Mom, if there's like career day, you're not coming. You know, Dad, the engineer, is going to come. And, or like, I'll be at the dentist and they'll be like, what do you do? And I'll be like, okay, I could either say marriage coach and it could be like, oh, okay, nice. Or I could say, hey,
why are you ashamed? I'm going to tell you right now, you clear up why you're ashamed of what you do.
Yeah.
Then everything in your business will become fun.
Yeah.
All those thoughts that you have are there because it's like, but I'm so ashamed of all this. So let me create a lot of drama over here so I can ignore the shame and just make doing this painful. That's the only thing that's going on here.
Okay.
So why are you ashamed? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I figure out how to like just love having sex, that's going to be my next niche. Then I'm going to talk about it proudly.
Wow. You just call me. We'll work on that. Why am I ashamed? Why am I ashamed? Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that I don't feel like I have the persona of somebody. Like when people come into my world, they're like, Jana, you're so wholesome. Like somehow I have to be like whips and chains and BDSM or something like that. And it's like, I don't feel like I fit. I'm not the therapist, and I'm not the person who's like, feel your pleasure, be the goddess of everything, and you know, become a yoni power, you know, person. I'm just Jana. I'm like Jana in my happy little place and just talking about sex and clitorises, and like, that's just what I do.
I think then you found the problem is that you have like, so when you say like, I don't fit, it's because you haven't defined who you are in this space as yourself.
As myself.
Like, and doing it proudly. It's like you have like, there's one version that might be good enough. And then there's creepy, weird version. And then there's this, like, you have a, you, it sounds like your brain has done way more work on what you think someone who coaches women to enjoy their sex life is.
Yep.
But you haven't decided, like, but this is really what it is. Maybe that's what other people do, but this is the way Jana does it. And Jana's people will love it because this is the way Jana does it.
Yeah.
And then you will fit in with yourself. This is the problem. When I don't fit, you feel probably awkward. It's where I think there's like awkward and shame and all kinds of things mixing up in here.
Yeah. I'm also finding what I want to do is I want to dip into, let's just talk about communication. Let's just talk about general marriage topics. And then I'm kind of safer over there. But I don't want to do that.
You're safe from your shame.
Safe from my shame.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, that, I mean, that right there is like a red flag of like, here I am, mm-hmm. not doing what I know really helps people. I'm like delaying them figuring out how to actually enjoy their marital sex life mm-hmm. because I'm over here worried about my shame.
Damn. No more.
Yeah, don't do that to your people.
Don't do that.
I tell people this all the time. Like, I coach a lot of business and other groups and stuff. And I tell them all the time, I literally just had this conversation with another group yesterday. And I said, why are you making people who are in pain and misery right now wait on you to clean your bullshit up around, like, your shame, your fear of putting yourself out there and stuff? Like, don't do that. Don't do that to them. Like, your job right now is 100% cleaning this up.
Yeah.
So that your person is like, and I'm ready. Like, I'm so ready for you right now. Like, just come on. You got people over here just like, please come on. We would love to have someone like, seriously. Like, I want, like, I could tell you why you're so good, but if you don't believe it, that's why you've got to construct it yourself.
Yeah.
We need to talk about why your approach and how you do it in your, like, your particular personality, your style and everything. Why that is amazing for women, mm-hmm. why they need it. It's just, it is no different than me. Like, you know, I got plenty of people that, like, you probably have haters that are like, you should be more like, whoa, or you should be more this and you should be more that, right?
I just don't get that.
I get you. It's entirely like, run enough myself. Facebook ads and you'll get all of it.
Oh, I run my whole business on Facebook ads. You know what I get? I get a lot of people saying, what about the opposite problem? My husband doesn't want sex that much. I'm like, oh, okay.
But what I'm saying though, is like, you're going to need to define you.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be like, and I like this version of me is exactly what's going to help someone. It's kind of like, I could polish my language up. I could quit cussing. There's lots of things that I could do that would fit in better with the world. And I would be awkward as fuck all the time.
Yeah.
And I would be struggling with like messaging, and I would like spend more time worrying about how I sounded versus just telling people what I think is important.
Okay.
But that's because I'm real rock solid in Korean. All of it.
Did you work on that? Did you start?
Yeah.
What did you? Yeah. You worked on it.
I just like, it's literally like, I think the homework for you is like, seriously, just writing about like me, Jana, that I don't know if you're called the sex coach, whatever you're called, like, you know, whatever your coaching thing is. It's like, why am I so perfect for my people? Why? Like, what is it about me that makes this awesome? Like, what makes me so, like, here's what the other people do. Here's why I'm different and why the people want this more. Like, allow your brain to go to work on all of that and really craft that. And then you write about it like almost daily. Like, you pull one thought out a day. Like, you know, in your planner, the, what thought am I working on believing about me today?
Yeah.
Make a list of them when it comes to you being a sex coach. And every day you write one down and you use your powerful question. Like, how am I showing up as the best sex coach today? How am I showing up for my people who are waiting on me today? Like, you start doing, like, that is the work that I have been doing for a long time. And I am never unclear in my purpose. Like, I may be a mess in some areas in my life, but running this business and helping these women, I am the first to always know my mission, to know my purpose, to speak loud and unapologetically. I'm just way more interested in helping my people than I am about my own damn thoughts and feelings about it. I always prioritize them. And I think some of that also would be helpful for you. It's just like, if you really want your women to change, sometimes you have to be willing to go through your own shit on reconstructing your own like identity and stuff for them. You make them the reason why you do it.
So good. So, so good. This is the piece I've been missing. And this is what it means to really be a service.
Yeah. And I will, like, not even joking aside, there are tons of us that need you. We go to bed each night feeling less than because we don't want to have sex with amazing men. We know our men are great husbands, like we love them and everything. And we have a lot of personal shame around just not wanting it, you know? So just keep remembering, like, you have that gift and you're very calming. Like, you know, I'm sure people would find me hilarious, but I might be a little too in your face for that. I don't know if I can yell at women, go have sex. Like, I can tell y'all, get the donut out your mouth.
Yeah, it doesn't work with sex. A lot of women have been told to just do it.
I should just stay in my lane.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody's like, put your web address in the chat. Let's go with one more, y'all. Heather, you've been on here a while. Yeah, Kathy, when you do a call, tell the other coaches, hit it until you get that blue box or that little message box. Otherwise, they're not coming on. I watched Brooke do that yesterday. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Wow. First of all, I want to thank you for all in April. That's been fantastic.
You're welcome.
I have really used that every single day and found it to be so useful. And I've actually added, what am I grateful to, that as well. Yeah.
I think that's such a great question, you know?
Yeah. I think in this, because of the current situation. So, to remind yourself what you have done is important. So, so I am in the special event industry. We provide horses and carriages for weddings and private parties and, events. And of course, nobody's getting married right now. So I'm feeling like, there's so many hats to wear. Like, I have to all of a sudden now, like, figure out what all this new finance, the CARE Act is and all that. And can we get financing? My employees are horses. I'm not sure that they get payroll. Yeah. But there's also, like, I feel kind of like it's, I was listening to the first person and we were talking about it's all my responsibility. And I'm like, it's all my responsibility to make sure that there's food on the table for our employees, which are our horses, that there's, you know, that we're still marketing because we want to come out the other side of this in a good place. And so I'm working really hard on keeping up with social media and putting videos up and things like that so that, you know, we're kind of like not lost when we get to the other side of this. So really, I think it's just the stress of feeling like this is all my responsibility. I mean, I take care of horses really well and I take care of my brides really well and I'm really organized for my event planners. But applying for loans and figuring out if we qualify for unemployment and all these other things that are not in our normal day are feeling quite challenging.
Okay. So do you think the thought, it's all my responsibility, is the one that's hosing you, or do you think it's something else? Or do you think it's like around, like, because you've mentioned several times about all the things that you're having to do down here. And I'm wondering if you would actually get more relief from a thought, and it could be that one, but like, so we'll just put figuring out the PPE. Is it called the PPE?
It's three P's.
Yeah. Okay. PPP. All right.
Yeah.
And then what was the other things you're having to do? Still market.
Yeah. We're still marketing. I mean, I'm doing barn chores, taking care of horses, cause we have let go of our help for now. Until we can figure out that we can pay them, you know, balancing, just, I feel like I'm putting every single hat on right now. And
putting that, I think, is the thought that really needs relief. I'm putting every single hat on right now. How does that feel?
Overwhelming.
I do want to show you something. Even with all that going on, this is what a lot of us do to ourselves. Are you doing anything else? Are you also eating or doing anything adverse with this model?
Oh, yeah. Nighttime eating for relief.
Okay, so eating.
Yeah.
What I want to show you is that you're basically holding two models at the same time. And what we want to do is we want to let go of the one that's really just driving the eating part. Because through overwhelm, somehow you're holding it all together. Like, if you're going to figure out PPP, you're going to continue to do marketing, you're going to do barn tours, you're going to do all the things, you might as well do it from a place that doesn't come from overwhelm. I always am a big believer, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it like a badass. I might as well feel like a badass. I might as well at least feel competent. Like, whatever feeling that I can reach, I might as well be feeling that, because if I'm going to show up, I'm not going to show up forcing myself through a big wad of overwhelm to get there all day long. Because that part's the optional part. So I wanted you to kind of see it this way so that you can just be like, okay, I am kind of doing a lot of things well.
Okay.
I'm able to put on more hats than I've been had to in the past. Is better than I'm putting every single hat on. I'm putting these hats on so that in a couple months, we're intact. I think you need some thoughts that get you out of being overwhelmed by all of it, but that gives you purpose behind it. Let me ask you this. Are you going to do this shit? Or are you just going to be like, well, you know what? I'm overwhelmed. I think I'm just going to let the horses go hungry. No. Fuck them. No. Y'all ain't getting no money and I ain't feeding you either.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right. It's like, you kind of have to have a thought of like, I'm going to show up no matter how I feel. It's okay to be overwhelmed by some of this. It's all new, but I'm handling it. I think you need some relief thoughts like that so that this part of the model can drop out. The only reason why you're eating all day long, it's not because of these actions. It is not because of the coronavirus. It's because you're deciding all of this means I'm having to put on every single hat, and then there's probably other thoughts like, I'm not good at this. This is all new to me. Probably have a lot of those kind of things that are just going at you all day long. That's why you need relief at night. You're not going to have any bandwidth left over for just sitting and letting, because this is what will happen all day long. You're so busy doing all this stuff. This exactly. is running underneath all of it. You're not really paying attention to it during the day because you're busy.
Right.
Even we're done with the busy, all of a sudden it's like, shit, I'm not cut out for this. Like, I'm putting on every single hat. This is all on me. All those thoughts come like loud because because there's nothing drowning them out. So guess what we do? We drown them out with food.
Right.
Rather than just changing them out. And you'll need to change them out in the mornings before you start your day. I will give all of you business owners the best piece of advice that I have, especially if eating is popping up for you and drinking. Clean your brain out every morning of your worries. What are you worried about? What are you afraid of? What is in my control today? Are these worries legit? Is there anything that I can think about how I'm going to get my shit done today that's better than what I'm currently thinking now? If you do it first thing in the morning, your brain has had a dry run of like getting everything out that it wants to just run in the background all day long. And when you look at it, you get to put back in what you want it to run in the background all day long. Doesn't mean that some of these things won't still populate, but they don't populate as much because you've got these other thoughts that you created on purpose, that you thought through, and that you did deliberately first thing in the morning. You'll have more bandwidth at the end of the night to be able to, like, when it all quiets back down and you're not busy, you'll have a collection of this plus the lush thoughts. If you really want to solve the eating part, when you finish the day, you do like I do. You do one more thought download. Except that one, I don't do the doo-doo stuff. I only allow myself at night to write everything that feels good. How'd I show up today? Only good stuff. What all did I accomplish today? I'm only writing down at like, I'm amazed right now, because like there's lots of things I'm doing right now that I haven't had to do in a while, that kind of stuff. I was telling Kathy the other day, I was like, I am so amazed at the shit we've cranked out in the last week or two. And I would have not been amazed by it had I not been writing every single day all the things that we're doing.
I actually, what's interesting is I started probably 60 days ago, well, maybe more than that, of journaling every morning and spending the time blocking and everything. And I feel like it was, somebody must have put that there because it got me prepared for where we are today. Yeah. And able to do that. And to be honest with you, when I really look at it, when you wrote it down on the dry board, you know, I have this every day of the year. I have all this stuff going on. Especially during the holidays, everybody wants a carriage ride at Christmas time. So, you know, my whole November, December, January is spent this way. So it's just, this is the part that I haven't figured out for the nighttime eating. So this has been helpful.
Good. And that's, I think, like what I want all of you to see is that the coronavirus didn't really do anything to us in terms of our thinking. Anything that we were thinking is just a little magnified right now because we have uncertainty and everything. So like all the thoughts that we've always struggled over, I would bet you, any of you, whatever it is that you keep thinking, you were probably thinking it before all this happened. It just now seems so much more important. It's like, it's just a thought. Like it's literally just how we've been thinking. So it's like, now is a perfect time to clean a lot of this up because you know why? The spotlight has been shown on them. So I really think like you going through that journaling in the morning, like giving yourself credit and noticing what you're worried about, noticing like, here are the things that I seem to always think. I'm wearing every single hat. It's just like November. Now is no different. I'm not wearing every single hat. Like if you're getting any help whatsoever, allow yourself to see like, here's one way I'm not wearing every single hat. I'm not actually pulling the damn carriage. The horses are. You start having to drag carriages around, you come back, I'll coach you personally.
Oh, no, that's been helpful. That's been helpful. I also would encourage you to take the, I know you have pages that we can print off for your plan, for your business planning stuff. I would encourage you to put that into a spiral.
Really?
Because I found it so useful, but when I went to try and print it, I couldn't, it was kind of awkward to figure out how to put it together. Okay. Like I do what I do really well. I take care of horses and I drive horses and I make keep brides happy and, you know, funeral, we do all that and parade people and all that. But that would, like, I could use that so much in my business. And I actually decided that while we're quote slow, I should really take the time to figure out how to print that out. But I would love that in a spiral. If I could order that and those two together every single month, every 60 days or whatever, I would absolutely do that because it would take my business, I feel like, to the next, because I would be really focused on what needs to be done better.
One thing we could do, it's a beast to get something into that damn fulfillment center, but we could make a PDF of it that where it was all laid out in order and enough sheets and all that kind of stuff for, you know, like you could just reprint it every 30 days. If that would be helpful.
Yeah. Like that would be super helpful. Like I would love to be able to print that every 30 days and just have like for the next month, this is what I'm gonna do. And here's my long-term stuff. But because I just found the layout of it to be fantastic. I just didn't do a great job of putting it all together.
Oh, I know. Here's mine.
And I actually have one of the old three ring binders. The three ring binder one. Yes. So I would love to. I thought, oh, I could put it right in that three ring binder that's sitting there now empty because I get the spiral. So anyway, that's
just Kathy, make a note and we can get it all arranged. All we have to do is do it in Pages, Kathy, and then we can put it into a PDF and then we can put it up on the website. We can probably get that done in a day or two.
Yeah, that's great. I really enjoyed that. So.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I love my planner. I mean, it's not fancy, but man, it gets the job done.
Yeah. No, All right,
thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Stay healthy.
I will. Bye. Y'all, I'm doing all the healthy things right now. All right, let me answer a couple questions. We'll get out of here. I'm a successful realtor in Minnesota. It is an ever-evolving industry, and sometimes I'm not good enough as other agents are always coming up with something new. It is competitive, but I'm happy with the service I provide to my clients. How can I not go to jealous? How did they get that listing? Why didn't those sellers contact me? I would like, all right, so here's the thing. Whenever your brain wants to ask questions like that, you need to answer them. So I would write those questions down. Like every single time that happens, write it down. Like, I wonder how they did get that listing. I wonder why the sellers might not have contacted me, and come up with the answers. And then the answers, some of them will be just doo-doo. Like you'll be just like, okay, that's a thought. That's really not helpful. But you'll probably come up with ways of like, oh, maybe I should start trying this. Your creative juices behind the scenes will kick in. That's what I would do with that one. I'd love to know how you get so many leads into your business. Do you pay for those leads? I do run Facebook ads. So like what we do is we run Facebook ads to the podcast. That's where, like, we just send everybody to the podcast, and then people either like me or they don't. And if they like me, they sign up for my free course. That's how I get them. I encourage people to share. We do, if you watch when I do my social copy and stuff, we are always asking people to share, like, just pro tip. If you want them to share, tell them to share. If you want them to tag, tell them to tag. People are funny. They'll usually do what you tell them to do. What people don't like to do is guess what you need them to do. Your videos have become so incredible as well, and I love them. How are you creating them? Actually, so y'all know I have my little assistant, Sadie. She became my social person, and she's one of them damn youngins that just got on the internets, went to the YouTubes, figured a bunch of shit out. She has a friend of hers that they work together. And they do all of it. Like they literally do all of it. She just had a passion. And I'm just one of those people that Kathy will tell you, everybody that has a passion in my business, like everybody on my team wanted to be here, like really wanted to be here. And because they love what they do. And a lot of them, like Kathy was never a coach. Nobody on my team actually, I guess, grew up in the position that they're in. It ended up being something that they just really wanted to do and had a great passion for and said, I will learn everything I need to know in order to do it for you. And I've always just, I think it's because of how I was raised. I didn't go to college. Everything that I've learned how to do is because I really had a passion and really was like, I'm going to self-educate and all that kind of stuff. So my whole team is like that. And Sadie is is another one that is like that. Have a business that I promote by vending at trade shows, craft shows, quilt shows. I need to push my website presence, but don't know where to start. Basically, the first thing I would do is just make sure that your website is just really clear on exactly what it is that you do and how you help. There is a really good podcast and free course by Donald Miller called Story Brand. I would do that first because most of the time, like, people are just going to come to a website. They literally just want to know what to do. Like, tell me what to do. I don't want to think. I don't want to have a lot of words. I don't want all the things. His free course is wonderful for that. And then if you need to push your website, I would just listen to some of the online marketing podcasts. Amy Porterfield, she's actually a tribe member. She has an amazing online marketing made easy podcast. I would listen to those. Guys, there's so much free information out there. It is ridiculous. But her podcast is really good. Who else is really good? That Stacey Bayman is really good. She specializes in coaches. Let me see what business podcasts I have on here. Hang on. And I will tell you. My brain can't remember everything at this late at night. Shows, that's what I'm looking for. There is, if you're wanting to deal with leadership, Lead Your Team for Female Entrepreneurs with Chris Plackey is good. Marketing School is a really good one. I just started listening to with Eric Sue and Neil Patel. That's another good one. Of course, Online Marketing Made Easy with Amy Porterfield. Another good one is, don't do this one just yet. Let's see. The Art of Paid Traffic with Rick Mulready is really good. He talks about Facebook and all kinds of stuff, mind management. Gary Vee, the Gary Vee Experience, he's got a bajillion podcasts, but he has a lot of them for like how to like get your name out there, how to use platforms and stuff. There's a new one I haven't started listening to, but I'm getting ready to listen to, but I've read several of his books. Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. I'm not a huge Russell Brunson fan personally, and I just, y'all don't put that outside the tribe, but I do think he has a really good, simple way of explaining how to do things when in business. So that's another one. But I honestly would just listen to some podcasts and stuff and just like decide if I need to push my website needs to be clear. And then I need to learn how to send it out in email because that's going to email and then posting it on social media. Those two things are probably next. And then the third thing would be now start paying for marketing to get people to go to the website. And so if you take some of those, but just start listening to some of those things, it's super helpful. Okay. Can I list some? Kathy, if you'll just put it in the show notes, the ones that I just listed. You probably know most of those, but she'll put them in the show notes. So when we post this video up, it'll be there. Okay. All right, guys, that's it. Y'all have a good one. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to do another one this month. So if you have more business stuff, come back and we'll do it. Or if you want to just post in the Facebook group, the community team and them, they'll tag me and I'll answer them. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.